Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. On yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at the phenomenon called the blessing. And as we use this commonly, when we say God bless you, it's basically to invoke divine care for. We use that term rather casually and, well, certainly in good meaning. But in terms of Scripture, the blessing was a rather solemn and sacred event related to covenant. And we see in the opening chapters of Genesis that God called Abraham out of Ur, the father of the faithful, both of the Jews and Christians, because he said, "I will make thy seed," in Genesis 26:4, "to multiply as the stars of the heaven, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." And we are the spiritual descendants, if you will, of Abraham. We may not be blood Jews, but those who he believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness, and we who also believe in the salvation that is extended through the Lord Jesus Christ and his atonement, we are spiritual descendants of Abraham. And because of that, we are expected to become a blessing to the nations. Isaiah 19, 24 and 25 says, "In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land." Think of that. A day is actually coming when that will happen. Whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, "Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands." They can't hardly say that today. However, God's not through. "And Israel, mine inheritance." And then in Zechariah 8:13, "And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong." So, beloved, the bottom line is God wants to bless you so not only for your needs to be met, but that you can be a blessing to others, and that by the very witness of your life, the blessing, the goodness, the provision that you walk in demonstrates that you are a servant of the Most High God, and that He is a God who looks and loves His people, looks after and loves His people. The blessing is basically obvious, tangible tokens of divine favor that are spiritually and naturally experienced, something we can actually know and have as a part of our lives. Also, the blessing automatically affects others, as it did in Joseph's life. The entire household of Potiphar was blessed because of Joseph's presence. And then, beloved, we know that if we are faithful to the Lord, to Him that calls us, the Lord's blessings will rest on those who are faithful to Him. Deuteronomy 11 and 27 declares, "A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day." So, what are the things that His blessing brings? Well, righteousness, according to Psalms 24 and 5. "He shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation." I believe the rest of that psalm goes, "Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands," which refer to hands that are devoid of the world's filth, if you will, of sin. who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Also, life is a blessing, not only health and prosperity in this life, but eternal life. Psalm 133 and 3 says, talking of the fellowship of the saints and their unity, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Then, of course, there's prosperity. Speaking now and referencing David, therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. This was his prayer. For thou, O Lord God, hath spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. That's 2 Samuel 7:29. And then Psalm 3 and 8 says, salvation belongeth unto the Lord, thy blessing is upon thy people. Salvation is one of the most beautiful aspects of blessing. It's to be saved in every capacity. So the blessing also we can see in another scripture. I'm just sharing some scriptures with you that reference blessing. Ezekiel 34 and 26 says, I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. There's an old chorus we used to sing like that. Showers of blessing, amen. And then that beautiful reference in Psalm 84 and 6, speaking of the man who goes through a time of sorrow. The valley of Baca refers to the valley of weeping. Blessed is the man who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. Praise God. So when the blessing of the Lord is given, it is a prayer for a blessing that is to come in the future. For example, when Isaac was praying for Jacob, he said, in blessing him solemnly, and God give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. And then in Genesis 28 and 4, that was what was pronounced to him. And then also we know that when the patriarchs knew when their time to die had come, they would bless their children. And in Genesis, the 49th chapter, we see that Jacob pronounced the blessing on each of the tribes. And then in Moses' blessings in Deuteronomy 33, before the people of God went into the promised land and he had to stay on the other side, those blessings were pronounced orally, and it was a ritual of lifting up the hands or laying on of hands. So, beloved, the blessing of the Lord is something real and tangible, and that if there's ever a time we needed the Lord's blessings, it's now. And so what I'd like to do, because the word says that we can pronounce it orally, I would like to pray a blessing upon you that are listening. Are you ready to receive? I know there's no greater joy than walking in the blessing of the Lord. So, Father, I come to you having heard and shared scriptures on your blessing. Lord, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. And so, Lord, I just thank you for quickening that spirit, that scripture by the Holy Spirit. And Father, you desire to make your people rich, first of all, spiritually. For Lord, if we would prosper and be in health as our soul prospers, we will be experience that abundant life in totality, physically, spiritually, mentally, circumstantially. And Father, I pronounce the blessings of Abraham, the blessings on your covenant people, Lord, to every faithful listener who is desiring to walk in obedience to you. Lord, we know that's the condition of blessing. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so, Father, we thank you that with your grace and with the power of the Holy Spirit abiding in us, we desire, we affirm, we declare, we desire to walk in obedience desiring to be pleasing to you in all aspects of our lives, and therefore, Lord, can look expectantly and anticipation to receive your blessings. Lord, enable us to be blessed so we can be a blessing to others in all that that means. In totality of experience, Lord, I decree this. Job said, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. And so, Father, I decree blessings upon the faithful people of God that they shall experience in new and increased measure the very tangible evidences of divine favor, which is the blessing of the Lord. And Lord, I thank you for it, and I give you honor and praise and glory. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, in the few moments that remain, I invite you to celebrate with us. This is a very special time for Unveil Christ Ministries. We're celebrating 50 years of continuous ministry, as well as 50 years of daily radio broadcasts. When Brother Glass first started the ministry in 1965, a lady came up to him and handed him $50, and she said, Brother Glass, the Lord says you're supposed to be on radio. So he went on radio, and we've been on radio ever since. So to celebrate that, I put together a 50th Jubilee Anniversary commemorative booklet, and it's yours just for the requesting. It's a very brief history and just a few photographs. I couldn't make it too thick. It had to go through the postal regulations, but beautiful color photographs of basically 50 years. Well, I didn't get back to the 60s, but some of the 70s, some of the pictures, services, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Those who have been with us for many decades, and so many of our partners have, 40 years, almost going on 50 years, some of them, I invite you just to request this booklet free of charge. And also, I've put together a CD, Ministry Classics of Reverend Neil Glass in Song and Radio Broadcast. Brother Glass, of course, back, you know, he started on with KFAX with the old reel-to-reel tapes, then they migrated to cassette tapes, and then with CDs. Well, most of our archives are in tape format, and so he would just recycle the tapes. So there were just a very few that I had, and I gave some highlights and excerpts from that, as well as some of the beautiful anointed songs that he sang on Songs of Praise. So I invite you to request that. And I thank you for your faithfulness, because it's because of not only the faithfulness of the Lord, but the faithfulness of God's people that we can celebrate 50 Jubilee years of ministry. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.